May my words be in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Significant anniversaries relating to the Second World War have been very much in the news over the last few months. However, I was struck by one recently, which might have been less obvious, particularly as it had more significance for the French allies than for Britain, maybe. I'm speaking of the first visit to a foreign country since the worldwide COVID-19 lockdown of President Emmanuel Macron of France. He came to Britain to mark the 80th anniversary of a landmark wartime broadcast by Charles de Gaulle, shortly after the fall of France to Nazi occupation. General de Gaulle escaped from France just as the Vichy government surrendered Paris to Hitler's advancing army. In his broadcast, he urged the people to resist the evils of Nazism and became the rallying point for underground opposition to the occupying German forces. In the months and years that followed, among other subversive activities, many escaping Allied prisoners were sheltered and sent on their way towards freedom, at the gravest personal risk to those helping them. These brave, patriotic people continued to be sustained by the encouragement of broadcasts they listened to on their underground radios. By now you are probably wondering what on earth this has to do with the three verses of our reading from St. Matthew's Gospel today. Before I unravel that, I need to put those verses in context. They form the conclusion of the chapter in which Jesus has summoned the 12 disciples and given them healing powers and authority over unclean spirits. He has then given them their marching orders and warned them that they will face persecution. He urges them not to fear the person who can kill the body, but rather to fear God, who has power over body and soul. He assures them of God's love. He promises to acknowledge before the Father anyone who acknowledges Jesus before people, and warns that he has not come to bring peace, but a sword. This sounds very much like the language of war, and indeed it bears all the hallmarks of spiritual warfare. They cannot expect comfort or safety as they carry out their mission. If I had been one of the 12 at this point, I might well have found myself on the point of turning tail and running. But then we have three powerful verses of encouragement from Jesus. The president of a pharmaceutical company addressing a medical convention once said this: "My father was a country doctor. We now know, scientifically speaking, that he didn't carry anything in that black bag of his that would cure anybody. But people got well because he pat them and he said, 'You're going to make it.'" That encouragement released the body's amazing power to heal itself. And there we have it in a nutshell: the therapeutic power of encouragement. Victor Hugo put it better than I can when he wrote, "Man lives by affirmation even more than he lives by bread." But neither of these examples can compare with the words of Jesus we have in these three verses of our Gospel reading. And so I would like to read them again for you. "Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will surely not lose their reward. In some translations, the word welcome is translated as receive, and I do prefer that. To receive someone has a deeper meaning than welcome, which might be thought to be just friendliness. To be received means taking someone in. So in the disciples' case, it means listening to the message that they bring, accepting the teaching contained in it, and praying for them in their work. And then Jesus is saying that in doing so, it is he himself that we are receiving or welcoming. Not only that, in doing it for Jesus, we are receiving God, our Father in heaven, the one who sent Jesus. Another aspect that I find so encouraging in Jesus' words is that we ourselves don't have to be great preachers or theologians or missionaries or the like. We just have to receive them and show hospitality to them. Even something as simple as a cup of cold water, a gift which almost anyone can give, does not go unnoticed. After all, to a man who is thirsty, that gift can be precious, even life-saving. I began with an example drawn from the context of war, and I recall other words of President Macron referring to our present circumstances. As he broadcast to the people of France, announcing lockdown as coronavirus took hold in his country, he stated, "We are at war." As we take our first tentative steps to easement in our lockdown, I've been reflecting upon how relevant Jesus' encouragement and teaching is to where we are here and now. I've been so encouraged and upheld by the examples of support and kindness reported in the media, and even closer to home, to the amazing work carried out by our Christian family here at St. Paul's and All Saints. I freely confess that I was not a fan of social media, not a great fan. But I have witnessed how, when motivated by the desire to bring God's message of hope to a suffering world, technology has been a powerful force for good. The church, Christ's hands, feet, and voice here and now, has been bringing and is continuing to bring words of encouragement through our streamed services, Jenny's daily video messages, our home group packs, our home group meetings, and in so many other ways. I was very privileged to lead our MU branch in a service of prayer this week, taking our place in a wave of prayer, reaching out to God and our fellow members across the world, as every branch and group and gathering of members took their turn. Just as God knows and cares about every hair of our heads, which has grown significantly during lockdown, so God also knows every generous act in support of his faithful disciples. Such gifts are counted as gifts to Jesus, and gifts to Jesus are counted as gifts to the Father. When preaching on this passage, James D. Cagle concluded with these words: "Be encouraged in your faith and your witness. God is with you, and Christ is promising you a great reward for your faithfulness. Support others in their ministry. Encourage them in their service. Welcome them and receive them as from Christ himself. Pray for them instead of criticizing them. Put the best construction on what they say or do. Encourage others in their faith and witness, and great will be your reward in heaven." Let us pray. Whatever today may hold, whatever tomorrow might bring, the future is secure, for Christ is with us, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us live each moment with him in quiet confidence and joyful celebration, for he is ours, and we are his for all eternity. Amen.